This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday morning. I hope I have a good end to my Wednesday night next week because the baseball competition is we're moving pretty quick to the next one. Baseball Wednesday of next week.
This is good. After a lot of inaction, we've got action.
Get to it, babe. Let's go. All right, so
you babed us.
That's right. Let me give you, speaking of baseball.
Yeah, who was that babe directed toward?
The babe you, like all of you. The babe.
The royal you.
The royal
that's
you.
That's like the y'all.
It's like the y'all.
The babe all. Like your babe all.
Yeah.
Almost.
No, I'm all right with that. I got no problem with that. Baseball question, by the way, and we'll get back to the me and Fritz thing in just a moment, but let me introduce to you two different Twitter poll questions of the day about the Phillies, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. All right, so we talked about this briefly yesterday. After that unbelievable outing from Zach Wheeler two nights ago, Tom Kelly, TK, our own here at WIP, put out a tweet in which he said he thinks Zach Wheeler is the best Phillies player this century. And it was thought-provoking. I hadn't thought of it from that standpoint before because I've just been of the assumption that Bryce of this group is the best. And then it's just like, well, is Bryce better than the group from 08? And then make your call. And I would say yes, Bryce is better than the group from 08. No disrespect meant to them. But anyway, so we thought, let's put this in a poll question. And we actually are going to go with two poll questions out of the gate, and then we're going to have a different one later in the show. So the first poll question is we're lumping in the 08 guys, which are, and we ask you this poll question, which of these was the best Phillies player? Here are the four choices. They're in alphabetical order. Cole, we're going by last name. Cole Hamels, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley. Rhea, we've been through this before.
Yes.
Most of us struggle to even answer the question. Cole, Ryan, Jimmy, Chase, best player was who?
I would go Jimmy. Jimmy was always was my favorite player.
Many would say he's the closest to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think
Although some would say Chase.
I think Chase is closer.
It's close.
I think Chase is going to get in the Hall of Fame, and I don't think Jimmy.
Okay. What's your argument for Jimmy, Ray?
Just with Jimmy, not just what he did on the field, you know, shortstop at the plate. I think he was unquestionably, you know, one of the leaders, along with Chase.
Were the team to beat was a big deal.
It was huge.
That was big deal.
Like, you know, for him to step up and say that put them on a different level.
It was really bold.
I mean, it was bold.
It's in my book, by the way. I have a whole chapter on the 07 Phils because that, like, without the 07 Phils, I don't think there is an 08 Phils. And there's three really cool things about the 07 Phils. One, he says at the beginning of the season, we're the team to beat, backs it up winning the MVP. Mm-hmm. Two, it's back-to-back MVPs because Ryan Howard 06, Jimmy 07. And three, they came back from seven down with 17 to go.
It was one of the greatest ends
to a
season ever.
Yeah, no, it really was wild. All right, so the first poll question is, of that group, Which is the best?
Why does everyone leave Ryan Howard out of the next real nitty-gritty discussion on that one?
I don't think they do. But
look, I wasn't paying close attention back then.
Yep.
But everyone talks about these players, and then they say they tip the cap to Ryan Howard, but he's never in the nitty-gritty conversation to be even in the consideration.
So I think he's in it, but here's what I'll say. At his best, he was better than any of them.
Yep.
At his worst, he was worse than all of them.
Way worse.
Yeah. Way worse.
Like light years worse.
Yeah.
And he was also the entire time a significantly worse defensive player than both those guys.
But the fact that he was better than everyone.
I know. But these guys also
were
great.
That should matter more.
All right. Nah.
Yeah, I'm more a nah. But look, I mean, I've thought about this question 30 times in my life, and I've changed my answer 29 times.
3,000 times.
All right. So of those four, and by the way, you can call us 215-592-9494, because we're ultimately trying to figure out the best Phillies player this century. Second poll question. Which of these has been the better Phillies player? I beg people to not vote on recency bias. We do that in these polls a lot. I encourage you not to base it on the last week or the last month, but the duration of their time here. Better Philly. A, Bryce Harper. B, Zach Wheeler. It's really close, guys. It's really close. What we're going to do is you're going to determine through your poll result, and of course we're curious on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, how people react to that. We will then, around 8 o'clock, pit the two winners of these polls against each other for the remaining 2 hours. And then we'll determine the best Phillies player of the century. So get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and you can weigh in 215-592-9494. Speaking of baseball, before we get to the calls, I want to reintroduce the Fritz and me thing, because obviously I'm up 1-0. It's been pretty fun and funny radio around here, I think, this week. Fritz is all over the place with his commentary. I mean, sometimes he's puffing his chest out. Sometimes,
how could he possibly puff his chest out?
Well, he did play college baseball, so he should bounce back against me. I mean, let's be real. He should win baseball. Doesn't mean he will, but he should.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, all I did was hear how good he was at golf heading into that last round.
Right. But baseball is what he played in college.
That first round should shake everyone's faith in what we're talking about.
I agree with you, but he is.
This guy.
I know. Look, he is practicing baseball. Good for him. Let's listen to something Fritz said yesterday, because this is going to be a challenge for him. I mean, the guy can throw. There's no question. Here's Fritz yesterday.
I was throwing this morning, and I was saying to myself, you're still the MFing big dog.
You are.
You know what I mean? You didn't go 2-0 in high school playoffs for nothing.
Right.
Yeah. You might have failed at Bloomsburg. Total failure. Big joke. Everyone still laughs about it to this day.
Yeah.
But you still got it.
You still got it. Certainly got it more than that, loser.
The word this morning was still in the 80s.
All right. Well, you were throwing in the 80s.
Yeah. That was the word. That was the buzz around Westchester.
Who is it?
And I'll say this, guys. And obviously, he goes back and forth between confident and not confident. If he's throwing 80, that's hard for me.
Hold on,
80's something.
Hold on,
man.
Though. Like, this is all, we are learning new things when he reveals things like, hey, total failure at the college level.
I agree, John.
All of this stuff is brand spanking new news to me.
Me too this week. And I didn't know it either.
Right. I was under the impression that Jack was a college athlete, this was like a guy who, played all the way through at least, or like even if he wasn't playing, he was pitching, so it was every fifth or sixth or whatever it is at the college level.
Look, this opens up this opens up the door for me that obviously he wasn't exactly Andrew Painter at the age of 19. Of course, Andrew Painter was in the minor leagues. But the point is,
was it a facade? Was it all a facade?
But I do want to put this out there. If a guy throws 80 against me, he should beat me.
Well, here's the thing.
I stopped playing school baseball in sixth grade.
Based on what we've seen, I think Jack is all about facade. I think he's all about bark, and then there's really no bite.
After calling himself the big dog, he took that shot. I love it.
I hope what he's saying
Richie's
is true.
Really turning here. This is good. He's flipping completely.
I wish I felt
he is turning.
Look,
and I appreciate it.
I wanted Joe to like learn a lesson from this. I wanted Joe to be like, hey, you know what? I needed to be a little more like low key, maybe a little less braggadocious, you know, like. But Jack has his own whole set of stuff that seems like, I don't know, maybe it's worse than being braggadocious.
I don't disagree with you, John.
You know, like, you got to be able to rise to the level of, you know, just even competing.
You gotta back it up.
At this.
You gotta back it up. And plus, I told you, I'm just a squirrel trying to find a nut. I'm just a little engine that could, if I even can.
Look, much.
To quote Darius Lane, for the amount of smacked you talk for like 2 months leading in, you don't get to do this. Like,
James,
you're the one who you're the reason the competition happened. You're the one who said, "I'm a better athlete. I will beat you." Jack was the one who was just like, "Okay, I'll." Take on
but
the
I'm still,
challenge.
I'm still a big underdog in baseball.
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
you're not the underdog anymore. You're the favorite.
Well, you
buddy.
Know what, James? Yesterday, 59% still said he's going to win overall. So
yeah. Well, you're up 1-0.
I'm just telling you.
I still think he probably should win overall.
Well, I certainly think he should win baseball.
But I doubt that he. Like, I am now in doubt that he can sweep the rest of the way. Like, I am now. Yeah. I am now of the belief that as soon as one little hangnail breaks off his finger.
John, if you had been out there Sunday, you would have been astonished by how soft he was.
So I saw the video.
Oh, you did see
it? I did.
I saw
Elliot
a big
had
chunk.
The video. All I right. saw a four. I saw the last
Which,
hole.
Which, by the way, the station still hasn't released.
I saw the last hole.
Astonishing.
I hate to say this. I love Jack. He's my guy. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard at a video. Yeah. Like, Elliot and I were just watching it. Dying because he lost it. He just lost his mind.
He lost it.
Yeah.
Is he going to ever release that?
I didn't know it wasn't out yet.
But, yeah. Okay, here's
the thing. It's something
else.
It's good. I don't know.
Is he blocking the video?
That video is something
just put out those open.
Joe, the point where you say from your knees and he actually gets down on his knees to drop it, like, I had to pause the video. I was laughing so
And by the way, he didn't have to get to his knees.
That's the point. I know. Just drop the knees. But then when he drops, you're yelling in the back. You're like, no, John.
You know what also?
You are hilarious. Because you keep going like, you're line five, right? Line five. Just making sure you're line five. Like, you are playing head games.
Rhea, I am a score keeper.
Yes.
And he was taking so many shots. I just wanted to make sure we were still on.
Of course you
so
did.
That's five.
So funny.
Hold on.
That's seven, right, guys? It was very funny.
All right, one in, one out. Now you're nine. Okay.
You destroyed him.
You can hear it. And at one point, when after the ball bounces, Joe like rides past on his cart. He's like, "What's going on here?" Like, it was an elite video.
All right. Well, I hope that video someday sees the light
of
day.
They are protecting him, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think so too, Ray. Who do you think wins baseball?
Well, here's the thing is, he's saying yesterday he was hitting 80, right?
Which really is impressive. I mean,
we don't know. I mean, there's no gun.
No,
like,
I know.
He just thinks it was.
All I'm saying is 3 weeks ago, he said his arm was shot.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Well, look, we'll see. You can weigh in on the me versus Jack thing. It's been fun. Maybe not as much for him, but I've enjoyed it.
I thought that he would be able to transform any sort of negative experience, any you know, you got to be able to bounce back from adversity, basically.
Yeah, like, you do.
That's what you would be able to do had you done this through high school, through college. But now, I don't know that he did that. Like, I think that might be fake.
Look,
did this through college.
There's one thing.
The way he reacted is not the way a guy who has done this before would.
It's the guy that quit college baseball. There's one thing he could do that maybe could turn the tide. Shave his head. Sirianni
I said
style.
It. The Sirianni move.
No, that's his move.
Yeah.
All right, the whole head or just half?
Well, I don't know. All right, real quick, I got to move here. 215-592-9494. You can react to the Me and Fritz thing. We got a lot of audio to play, including a lot that they said yesterday. Also, when you call in, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. It's your My Best Friend tour. Sandler to Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center September 19th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you win the tickets today. In honor of Jose Canseco, who gave us one of the funnier TV moments of all time when he's playing outfield for the Texas Rangers. Ball bounces off his head, goes over the wall. It's technically a home run. It is. It's funny. It's a funny baseball moment. We ask you today for the funniest TV moment of all time. Funniest TV moment ever. Now, I'll say this. I doubt the winning answer will be sports. Maybe it will be. I mean, generally, you wouldn't think it, right? I mean, you got the sitcoms. You got Saturday Night Live. You got all sorts. You do a sports. I mean, you got variety shows. You got all sorts of stuff out there. Funniest late night shows. Funniest TV moment of all time. Whoever provides it at 215-592-9494 is going to see Sandler, who provided a lot of funny TV moments for us. Richie, what are you thinking?
For me, it's... I think it's just got to be Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live.
That's not a moment.
It's oh moment. Eddie Murphy at the first time he appeared on Saturday Night Live.
What a cop out! But all right,
it was worth staying up for. For me, that was it was late. If you stay up to 11:30,
yep.
But that's the sweet spot. I was dying to see it.
Yeah.
It was sort of against the rules for me to stay up, but I did, and I could, and Eddie Murphy was all the reason.
Well, he was big, and SNL's provided thousands of moments. Seltzer, a TV moment that stands out to you in the funny variety.
So, it wouldn't win on this show because no one else watches Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yep.
But the troll toll in the Dayman episode is the hardest I have ever laughed watching television. I couldn't control myself.
Wow.
It is the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Okay. By the way, same show can be said more than once as long as it's a different scene, different moment. Rhea, funny moment, TV, what hit you?
So, friends, Clark is rewatching the entire series.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, I sit down and watch a couple with him.
Yep.
When Joey realized that Monica and Chandler were secretly dating.
Yep.
We had to stop it. I was dying.
It's tremendous. It's a great show, and I'm glad you brought it up. All right, everyone, give us a great answer. Funny TV moment, best answer whoever provides it is going to see Adam Sandler September 19th in Philly. Let's go to the phones. Dan calling from Philly. What's up, bud?
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Doing great, Dan.
Joe, I think you beat Jack in baseball. Let's say he is throwing 80. Just looking at Jack, I don't think he can withstand throwing 80 consistently for the whole competition. So, that's gonna fade out.
He's gonna spring a leak.
He's already complaining about his arm, right? So how's he gonna throw 80 consistently?
The main thing he's got to do is throw strikes, Dan. Because I'll say this: like I'm okay at baseball. I'm nothing great, obviously. If he throws 70 and throws strikes, I'll probably lose. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. So, it is what it is, man.
80. 70 would lose.
If he throws 70 and throws strikes, I will probably lose.
I don't think he could have location. I think you got. I actually think you're going to lose in basketball.
Well, I don't think we're going to get to basketball, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Oh, you think Jack will win before basketball? Or?
But I don't think you have anything to worry about. My favorite Philly is Chase Utley. But
yeah.
I think the best one out of that group is Jimmy Rollins. Like Rhea said, he offered his play and he offered that swag that I think brought along the team. So I think he's the most important Philly.
Well, he's very important. I'll just say this. Two things he's got above the rest. And Utley was really good defensively, but he clearly was the best defensive player. And Utley was outstanding, but Jimmy was on a different level. And he was, by light years, the best base runner. So that's where when Jimmy has not the best on-base percentage, and it certainly is not a great on-base percentage, But and it's not just about, when I say base running, it's not just about stealing bases. It's about going first to home on a double with ease. It's about cutting a you know, I'll say a corner, like running the bases and just cutting it tight, man. Like, he was a great base runner, spectacular base runner.
And they were both clutch. And then as for the Eagles, right, as long as they're competitive this year, I'll be happy to watch them. That's the price you pay for winning the Super Bowl, right, is most likely you're not going to win a Super Bowl again. So I think for anybody to get, like, angry or mad at the team if they don't repeat, I think that's just ridiculous. So I'll take a Super Bowl every other year or every 3 years if that's the price
well,
you pay.
Well, for sure, for sure.
But, you know, there's no reason to be upset or angry with them if they don't. I'm actually not expecting them to win the Super Bowl. So it's like a season of no expectations. If it happens, that's awesome. If not, as long as it's competitive, I'm going to be satisfied.
Well,
with
but Dan,
back with
but,
us if they start out 2-2.
Yeah, Dan, you don't want them to be 6-7 like they were in 2018 at one point. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Well, that wouldn't be competitive. So, well, you know, yeah. They should be competitive.
All right, Dan, I need an answer from you.
I expect a lot more out of them than that.
I do too. Dan, Dan, funniest TV moment. Which one?
I was thinking of the live variety. So when that dude did the interview about the fire and they said they were throwing babies out the window, caught them unlike Aguilar.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
That is a good answer. Unlike
Aguilar.
Really great. Unlike Aguilar. That's really good, man.
It's classic.
Yeah, unlike Aguilar. Good answer. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, we'll give you answers at 7:20 to AMA. The key, of course, you got to get some good, fun, creative questions in. Good questions. AMA, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with the show. We'll do that at 7:20. Ben Davis joins us next. We'll get into the TJ Watt situation. Fascinating. Fascinating dynamic. Eagles could acquire him. Should they?
Yes!
We'll find out. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
Summer humidity is no joke. So if you've got the AC blasting, you've got fans going, you've got your shades all the way down, and the heat still feels like it's finding its way into your home, then it might be time to check on your windows.
I know exactly what you mean, because I feel cold now in the mornings when I put Carl out. The freezing cold air, the AC, it stays in my house. Feels freezing even when it's sweltering outside. So that's why I'm so grateful we replaced our old drafty windows with Window Nation's energy efficient ones. And for everyone else that's feeling that heat seep in, now's the time. You can get 50% off all window styles plus zero interest for 5 whole years. No interest until 2030.
Zero interest until 2030 is an incredible offer. And installation really only takes one day, so it makes upgrading your home so much easier, even if you've got a busy schedule. Plus, Window Nation has 45,000 five-star reviews, so you can feel safe trusting them with your home, and I've done it with both of mine.
It really is their biggest deal of the year, running now through July 30th. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Do like I did and call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com for your free quote on energy-efficient replacement windows today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.